We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We will get you a winning off the field coming up in just a few minutes. Want to squeeze out the last few drops of these first half of the show phone calls at 800-636-1067. Beltway Blitz at noon. We'll spin it around DC. Big picture thoughts at 12:18. We'll go around the NFL, preview some matchups at 12:45. If you missed Kirk Cousins, you will hear that interview on the show at 1. Austin's in Gainesville. What's up, Austin?
What's up, Austin?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
You bet.
It's really frustrating to hear all these fans come out saying how we can do better than Kirk. Like it's so easy to go out there and find Dak Prescott. Just go out and find him in the third round. Go out and find Russell Wilson. Go find Carson Wentz with the second overall pick. It's very, very frustrating. And I'm at the point, I'm with you, Grant. I want him out. I just let him go. Let him go be free. Let Ben retire. Can you imagine Kirk Cousins up there in Pittsburgh with Bell and Brown?
Yes, yes, I can.
It would be unreal.
Yes, I can.
They're Super Bowl winners right there.
Yes.
And I'm such a big fan of Kirk. I want the best for him, and I hope wherever he goes, I'll become a fan of that team, and I'll root for him for the rest of his career, and I hope he gets a couple championships out of it.
Yeah, I'll say the same thing that I said when people said if Robert Griffin left, they'd be fans of him or his new team. If you want to root for a guy, great. Like, I'll be pulling for Kirk Cousins to have success wherever he goes. I'll root for that team. I'm still going to be a Redskins fan. You shouldn't leave the Redskins. This is not about one player. You're a Redskins fan. You're not a Kirk Cousins fan. That's crazy. But if you're saying you're going to root for, let's say, Pittsburgh to do well in the AFC until you meet them in the Super Bowl?
When they do well, you can pull for them on the national TV games when they're playing in big ones.
Denver, Pittsburgh, Arizona, Jacksonville, any of those teams get them, they're contenders right away. Brandon in Winchester, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. Hey, how about them Cowboys?
Cool, man.
I like catchphrases from the 90s, too. That's rad, bro. You know? Like, not. Let's. You know what? I wasn't going to address people that were calling and troll, but I need you to understand something. You suck. You're listening to yourself right now on the radio. You're a horse's ass.
I'm fine with it.
Do you understand that? I'm not fine with it. Because it's a catchphrase that's uttered by a disgraced former coach. Just know that.
I don't have the energy to fight back.
I'm not even expending energy. I'm just sitting here so calm. Look at me. I'm not shaking. I'm doing a Leo DiCaprio.
But you're wasting your own breath.
I'm not. He needs to know.
You're moving your mouth muscles.
Sure I am, but it's such a relaxed way. I might fall asleep in the middle of the speech. If that's your real name, Brandon in Winchester, first of all, it's awkward. Probably should be Brendan. Let's get real there. The second thing is, you're
I
a jackass.
Brendan?
It's just, Brandon is a weird thing. Like, what are you trying to be different about? Brendan is the name. I don't know who Brandon is. Brandon, you horse's ass. Understand that you're socially unacceptable. You're not cool. Your father was probably abusive, and if he wasn't, you lacked a good male role model. You suck. This is what sucky people do. They think stuff like that is funny. It's not funny. It's jackassery of the highest order.
You're extremely unfunny.
You
I'll tell
suck.
Him that. By the way, good job for your boy Dak Prescott to go 11 of 22 for 102 yards last night.
A loser team.
Stinking.
Your team sucks, too.
Speaking of how bad you are, you're Dak Prescott. That guy's been awful since Ezekiel Elliott left the game.
My team stinks, but so does yours.
Chris in Fairfax, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Chris.
Oh, we're just enjoying our day.
I just think it's important for fans to kind of level their expectations. Like you said before, it's not a one-person change. Realistically, most teams are 8-8 caliber teams, and they have a few balls bounce their way or the other way, unless you're the Patriots or the Browns on opposite ends of the spectrum. And this year, the Redskins have had all the balls bounce the wrong way. But I don't think it's a fundamental flaw with the team. It's just the injuries. And, you know, I think in the year they made the playoffs, they had the balls bounced their way. But most of this league is an 8-8 league, and it just depends on which way the ball bounces.
That's a good call.
Great phone call.
The frustration is for me as a Redskins fan is that everybody else gets a turn to climb out of the bucket. And the Redskins haven't been out of the bucket in almost 30 years. That there are three buckets.
You don't count the 10-6 seasons. That's out of the bucket.
Those are miracle five-game winning streak runs. I'm talking about like the sustainable.
Just a season where they're 3-1 and end up 11-5.
Because it's absolutely happened. I mean, they've had miracle runs, and I'm aware of all of them. They're great
12,
memories.
4 games in 07, 5 games in 05,
three
four
buckets.
Games in 15.
Disaster picking in contention to pick first, the giant 22-team 8-8 bucket, and then the really good. The Redskins have never once climbed into really good. Never. Since 1991, since free agency began in 1992, in the modern way. They've never been out of that middle bucket, and that's been exasperating.
I'm rewatching the punt return from Ryan Switzer last night. Yeah. Let's go to Chris in Potomac. What's up, Chris? Not Chin, I guess, in Potomac. On Grant and Daniel. What's up, Chin?
Hey, guys. Hey, great show. Props to that previous caller. Playing just because you play Madden on rookie mode and win all these championships, I got to remember that one. That was hilarious.
100% right.
The one thing I will say, and I know you guys like Jay and a lot of people like Jay, but you have to put a little blame on the coaches when this team continually underperforms and that they can't put away bad teams and they play good teams just barely well enough to lose. I mean, the Mo Harris fielding the punt right off the sideline was inexcusable. I mean, how do you not know the rules, right? I mean, how do you not know the rules? And last week you had that guy who took the punt into the end zone. Once again, how do you have guys playing special teams that don't know the rules? It doesn't make any sense to me. And you can't make a third down and one to save your life. You've got to put a little bit of blame on the coaches and just attribute a little bit of this mediocrity to them. Maybe Jay being a little bit too player-friendly.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate the call. The blood-boiling anger of Maurice Harris fielding that kickoff at the 3-yard line. Now, maybe if you get a reverse angle from the end zone, it was on a line drive and was headed into the end zone, then let it bounce in the end zone and
let
take
it do
your
it.
Chances. Because maybe it'll just kick sideways and get out of bounds. I mean, I have seen, I think it was Ty Montgomery, as a matter of fact.
I'm trying to remember who it was. It was a Stanford kid that did it.
Yeah. Did Ty Montgomery go to Stanford? I think it was him. He laid with his feet on the out-of-bounds line and touched a ball that was well in the grass at the 5-yard line to get a touchback on a kickoff
because he just knew
the rules that well.
Oh, I had a moment when I saw that.
Yes.
I go, oh, my God.
One of the smartest things I've ever seen anyone do.
When's the last time the Redskins had a play that was in doubt that may be reviewed and they, like, got the snap off before the coach could challenge it or at least tried? You know what I mean? Like, it's just these little things that the good teams do or that smart teams do or smart players do that they just never seem to quite have. I don't know if that's coaching or not. I don't know. I wish I did.
Scott's in only. What's up, Scott?
Oh, Scott.
Hey, what's up? I have zero respect for Kirk as a person. I think he's a mental midget, but, I mean, I would sign him to my football team any day.
If everyone played like him last night. What the hell was that?
Are you using, like, a voice box?
No. I'm on a... on my cell phone. I'm in Northeast. I'm looking at the Basilica right now.
Oh, that sounded way
more. I'm in Brooklyn.
Wow. First part was like, $1,000 in a bag.
Give me a bag at Wawa by 3 a.m.
It was terrifying.
Or else you're dead.
You probably couldn't hear it, but it was like, if you ever want to see your son again. Oh, my God.
Hey, Danny, this is the first time I ever called and not made fun of you.
Oh, I don't care. This is Scott, the guy that I hate.
Yeah.
I know Scott. He sucks.
I don't hate you, man.
I don't care about you. You know, no, I wish you weren't talking.
Sometimes they're insufferable.
Why do you hate him?
But
this is what he does. He calls and, like, makes fun of me. He says I'm insufferable. Like, you
wait.
It's good
to spread it around.
I like you, though, Danny.
Scott,
I don't hate you.
I do. I hate you. So here's the thing. I don't want to talk to you. You suck. I hate your face. You sounded like you're calling for a ransom.
Wow, this is something.
You don't remember yours.
What would you be doing with my Twitter account right now? Have you read any of the tweets to me today?
I haven't. He's my Chris. So you know how Chris bothers you? As soon as he says one thing, you go nuts.
Yeah, but I would never tell Chris I hated him.
Yeah, well, I do. I hate that guy. So he calls, it, like, the day after the Nats lost, and, like, I was commiserating with everybody, you know, like, where I last year. I think you actually weren't around because you had to go to the Division Series or something.
Doing national, yeah.
The national. And so I was, like, letting Nats fans vent. I'm like, God, this is frustrating as a DC fan. He's like, you're such a whiny, whatever. And I was like, you mean doing the thing that I'm supposed to do? You know, I mean, talking to fans about what happened because I experienced it as well. I've forgotten about that guy because he doesn't call that often. When he does, I'm reminded how much I hate him.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is
so, Scott, I hope something bad happens to you, man. Just hope you're out there with bad things happening to you. Hope you get here's what I'm saying. I hope you get a ticket. I hope you're stuck in traffic. I hope you have to hear my voice,
Scott,
when things aren't going well.
Stop it.
No.
Being ridiculous.
F him is what I'm saying.
Hey, what's up? I have zero respect for Kirk as a person. I think he's a mental midget, but, I mean, I would sign him to my football team any day.
By the way, I was so focused on his stupid voice.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That I didn't hear what he said. His point is the dumbest point I've ever heard.
Yeah, Scott sucks.
If you think Kirk Cousins is a bad quarterback, you don't know anything about football, but at least you just have a bad football opinion. We all have bad football opinions from time to time. To not like the guy as a person, who else don't you like? What other pillars of society who do nothing but good don't you like?
Yeah,
silly goose.
Do mental M's, by the way, get told that they're not good enough at every level and then keep persevering and beating out players? Do guys like go to big-time schools when nobody else recruited them and just say, I've got enough confidence in myself to go win the job, and he does? It's a stupid take from a stupid person. Again, Scott sucks. We're burning the lead here. Scott sucks. If you can hear my voice, Scott, know that you suck. I will listen to your show when you have one, jackass.
Wow.
Put your podcast up where you talk into a voice modulator, and I'll grade it. I'll call that show and troll the hell out of you.
I've got a good idea. Can I read all the mean tweets that people have said to me today?
We can do a Jimmy Kimmel mean tweets.
Can we do a Jimmy Kimmel mean tweets? I should just read all the things about wanting to hurt different things. I mean, all the terrible things about what a jerk I am. We should read those today out loud just to throw them out into the environment.
Just to get them out there.
Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Hey everybody, Danny Rouillet for my pals. It's Ted Bird Ford. I have an endorsement, Scott. That's up yours. I have a car that I drive from Ted Bird Ford. In fact, my family's got two Ted Bird Fords for me, none for you. I hope you don't get one. I hope you
Danny
get a terrible.
Rauer.
Thank you very much. He's got a deal too. I hope you don't get a car when you go. I hope they refuse you service. They wouldn't do that because they're better people than I am. I love Ted Bird Ford. They're awesome. Thank you very much. I love Ted Bird Ford. These guys are the best. Right now, 2017 is almost over. You know that, right? You get a great deal on a new car. Truck, SUV from Ted Bird Ford. The 2017s, guys, they got to go. 0% financing, 72 months plus $1,000 bonus cash right now on the Fusion, the Focus, the Mustang, the Taurus, the Escape, the Flex, the Explorer, the Expedition, the F-150. Great, great deals abound for you, the consumer. Because the 2018s are coming, the 2017s, they got to go. How about this? Extra $1,000. An extra $1,000 on top of that $1,000 bonus cash I just mentioned for the military. $1,000 military and veteran rebate. If you served or have served, live with those who serve or have served. You get the benefit of that. That's awesome. Taking care of the folks that take care of us. Go see my guys at Ted Bird Ford in Fairfax or Chantilly, unless you're Scott. And when you go, tell them Danny sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.